Module 11, Successfully Executing the Guide. The guide must be executed with the same diligence that was used to create it. This requires training, consistency, and communication. Your guide must evolve with the company, so remember to consider new ideas while creating a culture of consistency. Create a one-hour meeting or seminar for employees. After the guide has been introduced, it is important that employees are trained in how to use it. Extensive training is not necessary. A one-hour meeting or seminar should be sufficient to explain the guide. There are a few steps that you can take for the meeting. Number 1, establish the outcomes that you expect. Number 2, develop an agenda. Number 3, train the employees. The agenda needs to include the topics addressed, objective, outline with time limits to topic. Adhere to the agenda once the meeting begins to ensure that the meeting stays on course. Stay consistent with procedures. Once procedures have been implemented, it is important that they are consistently followed. There are different tools, such as checklists, to ensure that the procedures are followed. The most important factor in creating consistency, however, is leading by example. If the leaders and people who created the policies and procedures do not abide by them, then there is little motivation for the other employees to do so. Be sure to address inconsistencies as they occur. Do not wait to address problems until meetings or reviews. Make employees aware of any updated changes. Policies and procedures will inevitably change over time, which is why communication is so important. You cannot simply assume that employees periodically read the binder to keep up with changes. You must communicate the changes directly to them using formal and informal methods. Formal methods used to communicate change include email, meetings, and conference calls. Informal methods of communication include lunch, events, and casual conversations. Be sure to use multiple methods of communication to reach as many employees as possible. Keep open to improvements. It is essential that you do not become so attached to the binder you create that you stop looking for ways to improve it. This is also true in every area of life. You need to be open to new ideas and you must maintain a dialogue with other people to hear them. You should go beyond simply using traditional feedback methods to discover ideas. New ideas can be found anywhere. You may hear something in a casual conversation, read something in a book, or hear something on the radio. By always being open to improvements, you will be able to keep the binder relevant and effective. Case study. Warren was instructed to implement the new policies and procedures outlined in the binder. Warren introduced the procedures to his employees and kept the binder in a visible location. The policies and procedures soon slipped his mind and he fell back into old habits at work. Employees decided that the new policies and procedures were not important when they realized that Warren did not follow them himself. Soon, almost everyone chose to work without regard for the procedures outlined.